The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, people will remember the Berkeley Library in Trinity College Dublin being denamed, as it were. So it was named for George Berkeley, but they denamed it because of the philosopher's association with slavery. It's just been called The Library in the meantime, but no more. It is now going to be called the Evan Boland Library, named for the Irish poet. Jenny Maguire is with me, Student Union President of the of Trinity College Dublin. Jenny, you're welcome to the show. Are you happy with this?
Yes, this has come about after years of campaigning from students and staff alike just to have a have the buildings on this university celebrated by those who use them. And George Berkeley was not only had connections to slavery, he was a slave owner and a vocal proponent of it. And so it's important that our buildings that a diverse amount of students and staff use every day reflects that. So we're delighted.
Now, he was born in the 1600s, and you know the argument, you'd be familiar with it over the last couple of years. You know, there's some who say it's applying today's ethical standards to people, you know, who lived in very different times.
There are proponents of anti-slavery then as there is now, and that's not to say slavery is a thing of the past. Modern slavery is still something that occurs all around the world, and so it's still something we campaign against. And this is just a stance within a long line of history of people who have demanded that slavery, at the controversial opinion that slavery is wrong. And so we are here delighted that the well-being of all of our staff and students, not just the white ones, are being looked after.
And at what point do we say it's wrong? You know, like, I don't think anybody is suggesting we rename the month of July because it's named for Julius Caesar, who had slaves. So at what point between Julius Caesar's existence and George Berkeley's do we say, actually, at that point now, you can't name it for somebody?
I think that question isn't in good faith. I think this is a building.
No, it genuinely
that
is. It genuinely is. Like, I mean, like, there'll be people who agree with you and people who disagree. I accept the logic of your argument that there were proponents, anti-slavery proponents, who lived in George Berkeley's time. And so, therefore, it's not unfair to hold him to the standard that we are now holding him to. At what point does that standard come into existence, is my question.
I think what I know now is that we are in 2024. Trinity College Dublin does not have any buildings named after women, and now it does. Obviously, progress is slow, but the arc of history bends towards justice, and so we are here delighted that this has happened. I think, you know, these are buildings that students use every day. This is the biggest, the most popular library in the university, and to have it named after a slave owner is something that whether you want to decide when it affects you or doesn't, when we apply those standards and doesn't, it still has a real life effect on students every day and who we choose to honor. You know, this is it shows that there is no tradition too sacred to question. We are in a university; it's a place where we question things, where we don't accept things on face value, and it shows that though this may be a high profile case, the anti-racism work that we do in the union and in the university is much wider, and it has continued.
Should they rename the college?
Should they rename the college?
Yeah, well, Trinity, in respect to the kind of the atheist students, or the Muslims, or the Jews.
Should we rename the college?
Yeah, it's named for the Holy Trinity.
Well, I would have my own beliefs around it being called in relation to Queen Elizabeth, and I think that's a question around the colonial legacies of the university, and which is something that also is being looked into broadly. A recommendation came to the board today that we should be looking into our broader colonial legacy and our history within colonialism. It is not this has come about not out of thin air. Grassroots activists have from right across the university have called for this, and it has been a successful campaign that's been democratically voted on and went through due process, and so that is why it's important that this university reflects the students within it.
Well, listen, maybe they will abandon the name of the university. And thankfully, we've plenty of great Irish poets, plenty of other great women as well who are poets who it could be named for. Yvonne Boland, whatever you think about the whole George Berkeley fiasco, an absolute great of Irish poetry, and the name, her name now emblazoned on that library forevermore. Jenny Maguire, Student Union President from the currently named Trinity College Dublin. Jenny, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.